Now on The Catch Up, talking nutrition with Dr. Dom Kondo.
Well, Rox, we are. Hello, Dom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'll get the right microphone on.
There we go.
Am I on?
Do you want to put your headphones on?
I tried to, but you know what? I don't actually need them. That's fine.
No. They do. They're a bit tricky to master.
Yeah, I always mess that up. How are you guys? Good week?
Good. We are good.
Awesome.
And I've just had a big coffee and I'm feeling very peppy.
Oh, well,
that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about a bit of pre-workout, I suppose. What can we do to get a bit of a pep in our step before we either do some exercise or go to the gym or do a workout or do something? Because there are pre-workouts, there's coffee, there's no-dos. We've discovered there's Panadol with caffeine.
I just discovered that. That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm all
but
over
there's
that.
Any there's a gazillion different pre-workouts that there we can are. Take that yeah. make everything tingly, make you sweat, get you ready. Are any of these things any good?
Yeah, well, they definitely can be. And I mean, those that know me pretty well, I do have a love affair with caffeine. It is my favourite supplement.
Yes.
And so they definitely can help. But you have to choose the right ones and you have to know what's in them that's actually having the effects. So all the tingly feelings and those sort of effects that it can have, that's not really doing a whole lot for performance.
No.
The key is the caffeine intake that's in it.
Oh.
That's going to be the main ingredient in there. And some of them have some carbohydrate, bit of glucose that might give you a bit of energy. But it's definitely the caffeine that's the main ingredient in some of these pre-workouts.
You used to be able to get pre-workouts that had a bit more in them.
Oh, absolutely.
But they're now illegal.
No, you can't get them. Well, they're illegal in Australia.
In Australia.
Go to the States.
No, well, I ordered some.
How do you even know that?
I haven't got them. I ordered them from the States.
The mics are on, Dom.
And then I got a letter from Customs saying that they'd been withheld and that it was a prohibited substance in Australia.
Did you know that?
I knew that.
Got the letter from Customs. Now, just a by the by, because this has gone somewhere it didn't need it to go. But some of these, it's some of the ingredients, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So the key ingredient is going to be the caffeine in the pre-workout. The other ones, you know, there's beta-alanine. That's what gives you that bit of a tingly feeling in there. And then they have things like electrolytes.
So the beta-alanine that gives you the tingly feeling, that actually doesn't help.
You have to have it in big amounts for it to have a performance effect.
Right.
It won't also have that same immediate performance effect. It's more or less that it will allow you to almost go longer, lift heavier, so to speak, but it's not going to give you that, I've got heaps of energy right now.
Right.
But you have to really have that at pretty big levels, which you wouldn't get in something like a pre-workout.
Yeah.
I think the key, though, is that a lot of people use it to mask actually, you know, fueling properly for their training and use caffeine as a, you know, to help with fatigue. And, you know, unfortunately, that's today's world. Everyone is so busy and that's what we do. But we really have to make sure that the underlying diet is optimal and then add in the caffeine to help performance. And it's all about the timing and the amount that can really help.
So, in other words, when we're looking at a pre-workout, it's probably a great placebo type effect. You're going to take it. It's got a bit of caffeine in there. You're going to feel better about it and you may perform better. But there's not really a lot of ingredients in there that will be able to help you. And particularly, like you guys with the club would be using proper doses of proper, ingredients that will give you what you need.
What I didn't realise that you mentioned earlier, Dom, is that caffeine with the AFL, there are limits on how much caffeine you can have in your system.
Yeah, you definitely. I mean, it used to be on the WADA prohibited list not even that long ago, caffeine. So we do have limits within AFL that we have to stick to make sure that when players get tested that they don't go over that amount because it can have, you know, pretty big performance benefits. So within a certain amount, you can definitely...
remember back in the day, Rox, when we used to have to work overnight in radio or get up early and do a brekkie show, you know, pop past the servo, get a packet of no-dos.
Yeah, that's
right. We don't recommend any of that for any of the kids out there today.
Well, the odd exam and, you know, a bit of study and
yeah, that's
whatnot.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly right.
And going out on a school night.
Yeah.
Dr. Dom, stick with us. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9. Dom, we're talking about pre-workout, caffeine, all the rest of it. For us normal people, not elite athletes, what are some of the things that we can do to make sure that we've got the right fuel in our bodies to do a proper workout, to get the most out of our exercise regimes?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is to really look at what you're eating before your training sessions. We've spoken a little bit about this before. If it is a training session that you're going to need to fuel for, then making sure that you actually have some fuel in your system, which is going to be more carbohydrate base or calories from food. And getting that timing right so that you can actually use that for when you're going to be training. So that's around, you know, 2-3 hours before, ideally.
But somebody like me would forget that. I'd think I'll have something just before.
Yeah.
But you've actually needed a few hours before, so it's metabolized.
Digested in the system, ready to go. Yeah, and then you can top it up with something that's really easily digested just before, but you want something a good 2 or 3 hours before. And then coffee, I mean...
So, for example, if you're getting up early and you're going to go for a walk or a workout, a cup of strong coffee isn't going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt. No, not at all.
Espresso shot.
Yeah.
Just don't put any grappa in there.
That goes well too. But,
it's a cold one.
But definitely, I mean, I wouldn't go straight from having no caffeine at all to going to a pre-workout. I mean, you can have your coffees, and coffees can be a really great fuel, so to speak, to have before a training session to give a bit of energy. But again, it's all about timing it. So you want it around half an hour before you're going to exercise, and think about what sort of coffee it is. So it ranges so much. So like an instant coffee might have 50 or 60 milligrams of caffeine, whereas an espresso coffee can have up to 120, 150.
Right.
So you do get big variations in your coffee.
Yeah. Okay.
So for example though, but if you're going to go for a reasonable walk or a workout, you know, a black coffee maybe with a sugar in it, one sugar, that's going to give you a bit of energy, gives you a bit of carbs, gives you a bit of caffeine. You're not an elite athlete, so probably the best thing is to eat well and get a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. And that's going to be the best thing.
Yeah, all right.
But if you do dabble in the pre-workouts, make sure you know which ones you're getting.
I must say I did do boot camps for a while, and coffee was your friend. Not a milk coffee. You had to have just a black coffee. Milk coffee would, you know.
Bit of almond milk I'm a fan of.
But also too, if you're going to train, if you're training later in the day, if you're doing weight training or whatever, there is ways that you can do it. As you say, you'll need that energy. You'll need to put that on board a couple of hours before you actually go and do the workout.
Absolutely.
So there are ways and means. But things like that, you know, if you're getting up and you're going to the gym later on, you can get yourself prepared. But a good old-fashioned coffee, and it's probably a damn sight cheaper than a lot of these pre-workouts.
Absolutely.
If you're going to be an elite athlete, well, that's a whole different story.
that's a whole other story.
And you can talk to Dom about that at another stage. As always, an absolute pleasure. We're all going out for coffee now.
That's right. Now, Dom, just really quickly before we go, if people do want to follow you on Instagram, you've always got great stuff up there. Yep. It's at @Dr_Dom_Kondo.
Yep.
So jump on and catch up with all the stuff that you get up to.
Absolutely.
A whole lot of fun. Dom, thanks for coming in. We'll
see you
again next week.